It's Wednesday, the 2nd of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. FNB Namibia expects headline inflation to increase to 4.7% year-on-year in September from 4.4% in August, mainly driven by rising food and non-alcoholic beverage prices because of the ongoing drought. While transport costs continue to decline, core inflation is expected to slightly decrease from 3.8% in August to 3.7% in September. FNB Namibia economist Helena Mboti explains.
We expect inflation to follow a broader disinflationary path and reach 4.3% in December 2024 and 4.1% in December 2025, remaining below the 12-month average of 5.9% recorded in 2023, however still remaining persistent. It's also worth noting that despite the lower year-on-year inflation trajectory, we continue to see risk skewed to the upside, driven by a rebound in global oil prices as well as a potential rise in private consumption.
Namib Mills has released a statement regarding the tragic deaths of three children in Ndansane, Eastern Cape, South Africa, after consuming home-cooked porridge. The company clarified that there is no evidence directly linking their top score instant porridge to the incident. Senior brand manager Marnie Bower said, as a precaution, the product has been temporarily withdrawn from markets in South Africa, Namibia, Zambia, and Lesotho, while an independent investigation is being conducted. Newly appointed Nelson Mandela Foundation chairperson Dr. Naledi Pandor says the South African government must interrogate why it's unable to achieve the goals and objectives in line with policy and strategy documents. Pandor told Newsroom Africa that the foundation, through research, will assist the government in finding solutions to these problems.
The Nelson Mandela Foundation has a number of subcommittees that look at different sectoral areas of work. One of the subcommittees is focused on the matter of research. And I do think one of the things we need to do as South Africa, and even perhaps government, should consider doing this in a more deliberate and focused manner. And that is to begin to really investigate what is the problematic. Why are we unable to achieve the excellent objectives we've elaborated in a range of policies, in strategy documents, in plans, etc.?
From further afield, India's foreign minister has accused China of reneging on border agreements once again. It comes even as New Delhi and Beijing have recently said they are trying to disengage along disputed border areas. Here's India's foreign minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, speaking to Carnegie Endowment.
We had agreements on how to keep the border peaceful and tranquil, and those agreements were violated by China in 2020. And because we have forward deployments of our militaries, there are resulting tensions. And until those forward deployments are addressed, the tensions would continue. If the tensions continue, it casts a natural shadow over the rest of the relationship. So our relationship hasn't been great for the last 4 years.
And Dr. Helena Ndume has paid tribute to NBA Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo, who died on Monday from cancer. Dr. Ndume worked with him on humanitarian projects, including free site restoration surgeries at Biamba Marie Mutombo Hospital in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Dikembe Mutombo, from the money he made from basketball, he built a hospital in the middle of the slums in Kinshasa so that it can be accessible for all the poor people from those slums. We are going to miss Dikembe Mutombo. We have lost a good-hearted man. He even invited me when he was being inducted. He just said, "My sister, for all what you have done, I can only pay you, and that payment is that I am going to invite you." And I went there. It was so beautiful to see how my brother was being inducted in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.